Thank you for calling customer service. This is Chandra. How may I help you?
This is Marilyn Broom, and I'm calling from Jackson, Missouri. And I have a charge on my credit card from you people. I have no idea who you are, what you carry, but I have not ordered anything from you guys.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code, please?
63755.
63755. And I'm sorry, what was your first and last name again?
My name is Marilyn. That's Marilyn. Brim. That's B as in boy, R-I-M.
Yes, ma'am. One moment while I try to pull up an account for you.
I don't know why you'd have an account for me because I haven't ordered anything from you.
Yes, ma'am. Can you verify that address for me, please?
195 Highview Drive, Jackson, Missouri.
Okay, yes, ma'am. We do have an account for you, so give me a moment while it loads, okay? Okay, so on April 20th, do you remember paying $1 or $2 for a sweepstakes for a mixer?
I paid $2. Yes, I do. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. With that payment for the sweepstakes and the terms and conditions, it did inform you that you were going to be enrolled into one of our meal planning apps called Bites Hub. It helps with daily food and lifestyle journals to keep you informed about your everyday lifestyle, and it is a great app, and currently we are discounting all future months to $20.
It's what, $20 a month?
No, ma'am, we're discounting all future months to $20.
I don't want any of it.
Okay,
this was
yes,
something,
ma'am.
This was a sneaky thing that was put in that.
It was in the terms and conditions, ma'am, and it do state that. It's clear for you to understand. I do understand that you didn't properly read the terms and conditions. So what I did do for you on today is cancel that subscription so that you won't be getting billed any further. And I also can provide a cancellation number for you as well.
Well, you better take that $59 off too.
I am able to provide a 25% refund.
Well, I'll tell you what. I knew as soon as I did that. It was too good to be true.
Yes, ma'am. So
you know,
I understand that you aren't satisfied with that 25%. So what I will do is refund that amount of $54.89 due to the fact that there is a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Okay. Just you make sure and take off $54.95. I will pay the $5, but that is it.
Okay.
And
yes, ma'am.
I have learned my lesson on these. You know, anything that is on there that sounds too good to be true is too good to be true.
Yes, ma'am. So I will be refunding that amount of $54.89. If it isn't in your account on today, it will be 3 to 5 business days. And you also will be getting the refund confirmation sent to your email as well. Is there anything else I can do for you on today?
No, that's all. I'll tell you, like I said, I guess when you see something like that, if it sounds too good to be true, then it is too good to be true. You know, a KitchenAid mixer for $2. Yeah, you know, I've got one and I love it, and I'd have gladly had another one, but I it's one of these things that I guess, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You learn from getting screwed by things like this. So anyway, take that $54.89 off, and I will pay the $5. So the $5 will come back on my credit card, right?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct. You just have to allow 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Ma'am. And did I provide you with the cancellation number?
Okay.
It's C as in Charlie, 920-601-320.
Okay, that was C as in Charlie, 920-601-320.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes,
all
ma'am.
Alrighty.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.